So Christy Fildara of Manon, looking ahead to the Donegal Intermediate Championship. Listen, you're up and running against Red Hughes at the weekend, and I suppose given your place in the league, and these are probably the highest placed intermediate side in the league, you stay retained your Division 1 status. Going into the Championship, I'm sure that was the first of the targets to hit.
It definitely was. Like, from the start of the year, the big thing was to try stay in Division 1. I think it's important for us as a club to stay in Division 1. Now it's a brand new season, really, kind of going into the Championship. Like, there's a lot of teams will be looking at this first game to put their foot down and try claim a place to go into it as favourites from up and running from the start.
Well, we all know what happened last year. There was defeat, of course, in the final. Is that hurt of losing that decider still sit with you, and is that maybe the driving force to try and get over the line this year?
Obviously it's gonna hurt, like, losing finals. No one wants to lose matches, never mind finals, like. But as a team and as a group, like, we've put it to the back of our minds now, where, as I say, there's new faces in around the squad now, so it's just, we're taking it as a new season, and we're going to not dwell on it, because it could probably upset you more than anything.
So have you lost money from last year?
Not really. We have a few boys, like, dipped in and out, but much and much we have the same kind of squad, like, so we've added kind of a couple of younger boys, lost a couple of older boys, so it's much and much the same, like.
Yeah. And as you well know, it's hard to get back up to the senior ranks again. So it is when you drop down from the top flight of Donegal football. It's so competitive at intermediate level, and it's hard to get back up there again, Krista.
It's very hard. Like going in at this weekend, out of all the teams in intermediate, like, there's probably not one that doesn't think they have a chance of winning it, like. And the only way you can go back up is by winning it, so it's a very tough task. Like, once you do drop down a division in the league, or the status in the Championship football, like, to try and get back up is, like, you have to be at it from the start, you know.
Yeah. The draw was done, Red Hughes away and Termin at home. What was your initial thoughts? I suppose, listen, if you want to progress, you need to be winning your opening two games in the first two rounds, I know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and really, isn't it? There's going to be no easy draws. We'll just have to take it one game at a time and go from that. All focus will be on Red Hughes now to start with, and then we'll look at the next games, and hopefully things will work out well.
Yeah, two home games of the four, obviously, and I suppose it's important that if you are going to find yourself in a decent position with the knockout stage in mind, you have to win two of the four at least, anyway, your home matches.
Yeah, well, that's, again, same as the league, same as everything. Like, your home games, for me, are the most important things. Like, that's what you have to build on. Getting ones away from home is a bonus, like, because every team wants to make their home a fortress, and that's no different from us, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be looking really at, and hopefully we can steal something from an away game, but we know it's going to be a tough task, like.
Yeah. Obviously, it's like all parts of the county as well, like with the new soccer season kicking up as well. Some of the clubs at times maybe struggle to get their full complement of players out. What's that like for Mallon at the minute? Because there's a lot of football down in North, and it's shown soccer-wise as well. And are you able to marry the two and get a side out as full strength as possible?
I think we will, you know. It's down, like, the management and the players who will be playing football. It's just about talking and, you know, working it out as best we can for the players, and not over-risking boys or having boys overplaying and playing the best team that we can put out on the day, you know.
Okay. So. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us, Krista, and the best of luck with the Championship ahead.
Thanks a million. Thank you.